Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight I have a story that I found that just came out on the 7th of January, and it's about making laws that make coercive control in a relationship illegal. And overall, I think this is a good idea. We don't want people to be in an emotional abusive relationship, because usually that tends to be the ones where men get almost equal abuse, as it were, where women tend to usually get more physically abused. The problem with this story that I found, though, is that there's no way to prove any of it. And without proof, we know how that tends to end for the guy. Women tend to be believed more often than the men. So I'm going to read through this, and we'll kind of see what guys might be in for as far as these new laws. And again, this applies to everybody, but we know that women tend to use more leeway when reporting the truth when it comes to interactions between men and women. So it says here, 10 signs of coercive control within a relationship. Changes to the law have finally been made psychological abuse within a relationship illegal. I'm for that. I think that's fine. Guys should not have to take, nor should women, but guys especially tend to get this abuse more than women do. The offense of coercive control now recognizes that domestic abuse can take several forms and is not strictly limited to physical violence. The changes outlaw a number of things that were not previously covered by existing laws. Now laws have to be enforced in England and Wales, with the amendments making the following 10 acts towards a partner illegal. Sharing explicit images of a partner. New laws surrounding revenge movies make it illegal for someone to share intimate photos of you with anyone, online or otherwise. I think it's a good law. I'm fine with that. Again, it's usually guys that are sharing pictures of their girlfriends in this case. Number two, restricting access to finances. This one concerns me. Even if they earn more money than you, which we know women very, very rarely date down, so this will affect 99% men, even if they earn more money than you, the law says your partner cannot stop you from accessing cash within the relationship. Now remember, this does not say within the marriage. There's nothing, as far as I can see, that denotes this is only a husband and wife situation. So if you're cohabitating and you have joint accounts in anything, she's allowed to take as much out of there as she wants, and you have no say. And if you do try to say something, you can be arrested for it. I don't think guys came up with these laws, to be honest with you. Putting you down. Persistent name-calling, mocking, and other forms of insulting behavior are now illegal. Okay, I'm fine with that. Now, here's where the problem comes in. Prove it. Prove it. That's all you got to do. So the thing is, remember, you're innocent until proven guilty, at least here in the United States. Now, how it is over in the UK, I don't know where this law comes out, but I believe it's the same over there, where you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. But as we know, when you're accused of a crime by a woman, we're supposed to believe women, all women. And so if that's the case, she can simply get revenge on you by saying that you called her names and you were insulting to her. So now she doesn't even have to show that you physically did anything wrong. She can just accuse you of it. And there's no way you can prove you didn't do something. You can't prove a negative. So how is this going to fare out in the court of law? As we know, guys get accused, they're usually found guilty. Stopping a partner from seeing friends or family. I think that's fine. You don't want to have someone to have control over that. This is another frightening one, scaring you. Your partner not physically assault you, but if they are doing enough to frighten you, they are committing an offense. This could include using their size to intimidate or breaking things around the house. Now we know, again, usually men are bigger than women. Now if you have a larger woman than you and she does intimidate you with her size, then yes, I think you should be able to do something. But again, how do you prove these laws, whether you're male or female? It doesn't have anything to do with it. How do you prove these laws that they didn't happen? Can you imagine being a 6'4" guy, because all women want dudes over 6 feet, right? Can you imagine being a 6'4" guy and your girlfriend of 5'1" calls the cops and says, he was yelling at me, he was standing over me, his hands were balled up and drawn back, and I was in fear for my life. You're done, man. That's it. You're out. You're finished. I mean, with the size disparity like that, they're going to look at you like you're a monster, even if you were the biggest teddy bear. But again, there's no way you can prove a negative. And we know this is going to be used against men when women want to get revenge or want to get you kicked out of the house or one of the other dozen things that have happened. Threatening to reveal private things about you, that I can get that. Shouldn't go around telling people things about your spouse's personal life or your boyfriend or girlfriend's personal life. Putting tracking devices on your phone. So now you can't do anything to figure out where she is when if you think she's going out and doing something behind your back. Or it's illegal. It's not just a bad no-no or social faux pas. It's illegal. Number 8, being extremely jealous. Persistent accusation of cheating and extreme jealousy, including possessiveness and ridiculousness of accusations of cheating, all come under the new legislation. Again, how do you prove this? If your girl says she's going out to the gym, and she didn't, and you go to the gym too, 15 minutes later, and she's not there, and she says she gets a flat, and you say, well, you know, I think you're up to something. What is extreme? What is extreme in this case? What is possessiveness? These are such poorly written laws that they can be used against anybody if they want to put you down. And we know this is going to be abused. Because guys, we know this. I mean, if a woman's willing to make a fake assault charge and can get guys thrown in jail for multiple years, right? And all she was trying to do is hide something that she did or she was angry, you know that they're going to look at this as nothing. The thing is, what's the punishment for a false accusation? See, they don't say anything for that. And I wonder if they've even written anything about that. Forcing you to obey the rules. It says a partner is forced to abide by a stringent rule set by a partner. It could mean they're committing a crime. How do you prove any of this? And the last one is controlling what you wear. So if you're dressed up for a night at the club and a husband says, or a boyfriend, sorry, either one, says, don't wear that mini skirt. It's way too short. I'm not comfortable with that. Guys, that's just not grounds for her to break up with you. That's grounds for you to go to jail. So, you know, it's again, these laws, when they're written so many times, sound good on paper and they sound like a good idea and they're going to protect both sets of people. However, when it comes around to it, the problem is that we know that men are, especially when it comes to dealing with the laws between the sexes, we know men are usually held on a much higher standard and have to prove themselves innocent much, much more than they have to be shown to have been guilty of something. And the problem with this lies that too many times guys are going to jail for assault. And we know what kind of assault, the fake assault accusations that I'm talking about. They're going to jail for multiple years without any physical evidence at all. So now this is even easier to claim happened because there's no proof. What stops a girlfriend from saying, you know, he stood over me, his hands were clenched, he was yelling at me, he was upset. Yes, he found out I cheated on him. But he was extremely upset and his hands were clenched and he's a foot taller than me and he was yelling at me and I was in fear for my life. I thought he was going to hit me. That this becomes thought crime. So now she's assuming she knows how he felt. Now he might be a teddy bear and again, he might have been the nicest guy in the world. But because she thinks that he might have done something, this, and you know they're going to listen to her. If they talk to the guy and he says, well, yes, I was extremely upset and I was really ticked off. And yeah, I was yelling at her, but I had no intention of hurting her. Remember, it's here. All you have to do is, let me find it, the scaring you. Your partner might not physically assault you, but if they're doing enough to frighten you, they are committing an offense. So even if you don't physically do anything, even if you just yell, so now you have to stay calm at all times. And if she did something wrong, you can't say anything. You can't get upset about it. Or she will turn you. Now, you can say that the reverse is the same. But, you know, I looked online for false accusations that men have made about assault or things like this on women and or other men. Do you know how many I found? Zero. They're either so few that they aren't reported, or there's so many other because all I found were the ones that women had done. So either there are so few that men have done that it's not reported on or it's not statistically viable, or women have done it so much more that it buried all in the news and on the web, it buried all the times that guys actually did it. Either way, that tells you how many times more the females do it over the men. And if this is the way it's going to be, this is going to get abused to no end. So I'd be interested to see you guys over in the UK. This is this is from the 7th of January, and it doesn't have a year attached, but it literally just popped up in my news feed. So I'm thinking this is from 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago. I'd like to know if you guys over in the UK have heard of anything like this. Have you any of you ever heard a guy making a false claim about anything, assault having a woman being taken away for a charge? I've never heard of anything like this happening. So to me, this, and again, it's always the women tend to be believed more than the men. So are these just 10 new laws that are going to throw men under the bus and give women more ability to control men? Because you can't prove a negative, but if she claims it happened, and we're told time and time again to believe women, bad times are coming. Bad times are coming. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. I have PayPal. I have my Bitcoin. Of course, I have Subscribestar and Patreon now. All of them are in the show more down below the video. So if you'd like to support my work, please do so. And most importantly, please comment, like, and share to keep my videos out there and being shared so that we don't go quietly into the night that other guys can find information like this. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.